This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Daryl East setting in for Scott Hannon here this morning. Good to be in studio here. And, you know, and today Todd's playing hooky also. So I am in here in studio, and we've got, a pretty good show coming up today. But the first half hour, we want to hear what was your best Christmas gift that you got. So if you have a best Christmas gift, go ahead, call in, tell us what it was, and find out what that is. At the bottom of the hour at 9:30, we're going to be joined by Chris Borboom, who is the Extension Director of the NDSU Extension Service. We're going to talk about some of the proposed cuts that they're looking at to save some money for the Extension Service as a result of the budget cuts that the legislature put in last session. And then 10:15, 10:20, we're going to be joined by the city auditor from Center to discuss the effect on their community and their county with those cuts. And then at 10:30, I'm going to be joined in studio with leadership from the Young Republicans. Reed Christensen and Caleb Melhoff will be in here. Join me. We're going to talk about the newly elected leadership and the Young Republicans group that got started and what their vision is for that segment of the Republican Party here in North Dakota. So it's good to be here, and it's great to have a warm studio to sit in on such a balmy morning here in North Dakota. We were minus 22 this morning at our place when I went out to the farm and checked the barns over, and hit a heat wave when I got to Bismarck. It was only like minus 14 or minus 15, it said on the pickup. So Great morning in North Dakota. The sun is shining, even though it's a little chilly out there. So, kind of a nice morning to be inside, to be in that vehicle, and hopefully no one has some problems out there out on the road. We hope everyone's safe when it's this cold out there and these conditions out there today. So, but yeah. So if you have a favorite kit Christmas gift, the best gift you got, let's hear what that is today. That's what we're going to start the show off with here today, is the best Christmas gift. So if you have one of those, give us a call in. Or if you have questions that you want to set up right now for the Extension Director, or Mike Belts is also going to be joining us. He's on the SBAR board. He's was the chairman of the review committee that was looking at some of these proposed changes. If you have questions you want to get in, so that you make sure your question has a better chance of getting answered. You don't have to fight the phone lines later on. We can take those questions now, too. And for the guys in Fargo there, I don't have a screen up that shows if we have callers in here or not. I think Bill will get that set up here. But we're working on that.
Got to find the mouse first, Daryl.
Got to look for the controls to get that up on that up on the screen here. No, it's he's looking around here. So if we have a caller, and you guys from Fargo just want to
throw him on,
go ahead and do that. We can do that there. Okay, no callers right now. They're telling me. So a little bit of background on the before we get into the 9:30 part of this hour, and when we have Director Borboom on, a little background there is, you know, the legislature had to make some decisions on some cuts, you know, $1.4 billion or thereabouts they had to take out of the budget. And so one of those things that resulted in approximately a 14% cut that agencies had to look at, various agencies, and one of those was the research and extension budget. And so that's where we're at. They had to come up with approximately $4.1 million that they had to take out of their budget, give or take a few dollars there, obviously. But so they had to go from, I believe, what had built up to about a $29 million budget, and they're taking it back down to right around $25 million. Now, keep in mind, though, that in 2009 it was only $22 million. So they're still ahead of where they were 7-8 years ago. It's just that, you know, as the oil prices dropped and the ag economy took a little slump here in North Dakota, of course, we don't have as much money in the state coffers to pay for things. And so that's the result we have here. They're looking at that. One of the things that they're looking at is they're looking at a new agreement with counties on how they fund county agents within the extension service throughout each county. And one of the things they're looking at doing is they used to put 50-50 in for the wages. So let's say someone was making $50,000, the county would pick up $25,000, the state would pick up $25,000, plus the state would pick up the benefit package. The county would be responsible for printing, paper, supplies, office space, if they needed a secretary, things like that. Now they're going to change that. Their proposal is to about 60-40, but that 40% on the county includes the whole benefit package, of which they got to pay now, and the state will pick up 60% of that complete salary package, which includes the benefit package. And where the discussion's coming in and some heartburn in some of these smaller counties out there is that that's going to be reversed. There's five or six counties out there where they're going to flip that the county has to pay 60%, and the state will only pay 40% of those costs. And that's where the discussion and debate's coming in, whether that's an equitable thing, if the counties are being treated fairly or not. So that's what we're going to discuss here today, and that's what we're going to hopefully get some questions answered from Director Borboom and Mr. Belts when they come on here. So if you have questions, get those to us. But what is your favorite Christmas gift? We haven't had anyone call in yet to tell us what their favorite Christmas gift that they got here. And we hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. We hope it was a bountiful and a weekend for you of family and friends, and not just in the gifts that you got. And maybe it's not even a physical gift that you got that's your favorite gift. Maybe there was something else happened important in your family's lives that you can tell us that's the most important and the best gift you got out there. I know we spent 3 days of celebrating. Got, for the first time in quite a while, on my mom and dad's side, we got our siblings together, and all the nieces and nephews were there together, of mine, and so then the great nieces and nephews, so mom and dad actually got to have their kids and their grandkids and their great grandkids all in the same building for a couple hours, and that doesn't happen very often, so that was probably one of the things that was most recognized in our family this year, was we got that to line up and to happen when schedules as they are don't always happen. So let us know what your favorite gift was, or the best get together, or the best non-physical gift that you might say, non-material gift that you might have received this Christmas season. Coming up on a new year, so we got people in between Christmas and New Year's here is trying to get some last minute things done before the end of the year. Of course, the tax package won't go into effect till next year that was passed, but it's going to be a little bit different look for people when they come to the end of 2018 than it is the end of 2017 here. And so we're going to talk a little bit when we have the young Republicans in. We're going to get their view on what that tax package is. Also, there was a letter letter to the editor yesterday or this weekend that talked of, from a millennial standpoint, feeling that they got sold out by the tax package and got strapped with more federal debt and deficit. I say to that, the only way that a tax cut can become a cost is if they're not willing to do some trimming back on the expenditures along with it. If you're going to use a static score, which they did in scoring this and coming up with approximately $1.5 trillion in additional debt over the 10-year period, well then, let's get to work. We've got three delegates from North Dakota in the congressional delegation. Let's get to work on figuring out and prioritize the spending to reduce our spending to match the income. Only in government, in federal government, that is, do they get to spend money they don't have before they have it, and then they hope that they can get it, or they got to raise your taxes to pay for it. Everyone else in this world, you know, in the United States, you got to live with, in your means, the money you bring in, and it's time that the government probably starts doing that. So I want your input on that also. We'll hear from those young Republicans at the end of the show, the last half hour. But coming up, we want to hear from you. What's your best Christmas present that you received? This is Darrell Lee sitting in for Scott Hennin. What's on your mind?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Creek, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my hot spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at hot spring spas and pool tables too. You should be too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine, and you can get yours only at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. Hot Spring hot tubs really are every day made better.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too?
If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table. You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, and look for the duck.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I ain't talking just to tease people like you that don't grow on trees. Look at you.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to What's On Your...
Any you'll find anywhere on the premium pillows. Now, when you buy a MyPillow pillow, make sure it's a premium pillow. That means the best of the best. Sometimes you see them in big box stores or in special deal offers, and they're not the premium pillow. That's very important. The deals we offer here on What's On Your Mind are the premium pillow. And we have the buy one, get one deal. Plus, you buy one, you get one, and they'll give one on your behalf. Mike Lindell's foundation is making sure kids who need pillows in the inner city have them, and they'll do one in your name, a donation, just by going to MyPillow.com using the promo code Scott or by calling 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com promo code Scott. Give the gift of a better night's sleep, better health, MyPillow. Buy one, get one special right now. Plus, they give one in your name. Isn't that great? From our good friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them 800-506-9028. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're not giving up the Christmas yet. No way, no how. Christmas music and all the rest as we have a very special post-Christmas edition of What's on Your Mind in store for you today. Daryl Leese is in for me from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we always appreciate Daryl's time here. So your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome for Daryl. Give him a call, 800-228-0550. You can call the 24/7 line and leave a message if you like that. That's 855-200-1776. Taking the reins for me today and tomorrow, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, talking ag and much more, Mr. Daryl Leese. Daryl, take it away.
Well, that's good to have Scott give me such a great intro. It is still the Christmas season, so yeah, we're not going to give Christmas up quite yet. I agree with that. That's a good way to end. We're looking for the best gifts you received, and we've got phone lines open. Let us know what you think your best gift that you received over Christmas here. And it doesn't have to be a material gift. It can maybe be a family that surprisingly showed up or an event that happened that was positive within your family. Those kind of gifts are important also. So if you have one of those, let us know. At 9:30, the bottom of the hour here, we'll be joined by Director of Extension, Chris Borboom, and Mike Belts. Mike Belts sits on the SBAR board, and he was the chairman of the review committee, which is looking at some proposals to save some money within the extension budget. So they'll be joining us at 9:30. But up until that point, we want to hear from you. If you have questions for them, you want to get them in now that we can get those jotted down and get them asked, or if you have comments for the proposed cuts, let us know. That's what we want to talk about here today, the effect on your community, the effect on agriculture in your community. You feel that some of those cuts will have, and maybe you're in favor of the cuts. Maybe, you know, not everyone's opposed to them. We know that in times where there's a budget that needs to be addressed and balanced, that sometimes there are some cuts that have to be made. The question is are they being made in an equitable way, in a way that can be managed and still provide the services that people expect and want and need, more importantly than anything, to look at the need out there of services more than just the want and the, you know, the emotional part of it. Let's actually see if there's some factual things out there that we can come to a conclusion on also here today regarding those issues. But we've got open phone lines. Give us a call in or anything else you want to talk about. You know, it's been a few days here that we haven't had, you know, some live talk radio to get involved in. So those that are talk radio junkies out there, I know I'm one of them. I don't listen to hardly any music on the radio anymore. I listen to more talk radio than anything when I'm driving down the road. And so if you have something that's on your mind, that's what the show is called. What's on your mind? Let's hear from you today. And let's see what you're thinking out there. Post-Christmas celebration, the fact that there's probably some families out there. I know I talked to a couple of friends that still got a celebration or two coming up that, you know, they went to one side of the families and are just going to be able to get to the other sides maybe this weekend or that, and combine a New Year's celebration along with their Christmas celebration with their family. So those kind of things happen out there also. You know, so we mentioned in the last segment a little bit about the, you know, a letter to the editor from a millennial's viewpoint on how it's destroying the millennials and they weren't considered in the deal when it was made, and you know, they're not going to see the benefits of this. And, you know, I would guess that, you know, that we got to take a look at, you know, the spending side of things too. We have to control spending in this country. And that's, I think, needs to go hand in hand. There's nothing wrong. In fact, it's a very good theory. It's an American theory to let people keep more of their own money and let them decide where there is the best use for their money. We do have some phones lines lighting up here now. We've got Mike from Medina. Mike. Well, There we go. Mike, hello? Are you on?
Yeah, you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, we're talking about Christmas gifts. I only got one gift this year, and that was listening to K-Fire every day.
Oh, building up brownie points. That's a good one, Mike.
No, that's it. I didn't get no gifts, you know. So, but I do have K-Fire, so I guess
I'm good to go.
As
long as you have K-Fire, and then you can call in and voice what's on your mind, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And you were talking about taxes?
Yeah.
I think they're great. If I was king for a day, next year I would go ahead and cut that corporate rate in half again.
What people don't understand, Mike, is when you have a corporate tax, the corporations aren't the ones ultimately paying that tax because they're figuring in all their costs into the goods that they're selling people. It's actually a consumer tax hidden in the guise of a corporate tax. But they pass all those expenses on. They figure those expenses into the price of their goods, and we end up paying them as consumers. Thanks, Mike. You had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Sir, there's one more thing you're forgetting.
Yes.
You cut that corporate rate in half again. That will entice more overseas companies to set shop in the United States.
Absolutely, because then we will become the leader in the tax rate for corporations compared to other countries out there. Right now, with the 21% that it got changed to from 35%, which is a big improvement, we're still above a lot of other countries out there. We're just right in the median right now. We should be the leader on that. We should be the lowest. Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day. John and Sioux Falls, what do you have for us on your favorite Christmas gift?
Well, my favorite Christmas gift was my mom coming and spending a week with me and my family. We lost my dad and right before Thanksgiving, so it was nice to have her come and spend time. So
there you go. That's what I was talking about. It's those special family things. And then that's one thing we don't want to forget neither, is there's some people that this Christmas, it was the first Christmas without special ones in their lives that they may have lost, such as you, John, and sorry to hear of your loss of your dad, but we're glad that your mother was able to come spend time with you. I bet you she enjoyed that, being able to spend that week with you. And, you know, I bet you there was a lot of reminiscing of memories of past family Christmases that went on.
Yeah, well, she's spending this week, so we'll find out at the end of the week if she's had enough of my kids or not. So, you know, and on a tax thing, too, you know, you're right. They need to cut taxes, and they need to start. They need to change how they do their...
You bet. The spending needs to come with it, John. We're running up against the hard break here, John. Thanks for the call. We'll be back here on What's on Your Mind. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, you know, the place that helps America feel better, is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, 2 for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $5. Daily Express Sub Selects are $2.99. The Barrel of Fun Chips, 2 for $4. And Santa, don't forget Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king size one's $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear too. And the 4 for $4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. And you know what? When you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks who know spray application better than anybody. I'm here to tell you, nobody knows spray application like the fellows at High Plains Apache. That's just the real deal. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including the best of the best. The Businessman Sprayer. The Apache self-propelled sprayer. They've got them new. They've got them used. Check out highplainsapache.com. You'll see the full lineup right there. Better yet, stop and see them. Cross the old Bonanza in Mandan. Off exit 60, south of Fargo, I-29. Exit 60, I-29. Actually, in Frontier, North Dakota. Or call them 701-663-2375. High Plains Apache. Online at highplainsapache.com. If you're a nurse, you became a nurse likely because you have a heart for others. You probably also want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. Well, at the University of Mary, there's a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations are calling for a dramatic increase in nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run as high as $8,000 higher. So earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit them at umary.edu/MSN today to apply. What's On Your Mind continues with guest host Daryl Lease in for me, Scott Hinnon, today on What's On Your Mind. Daryl's the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Take it away, Daryl.
Well, thanks, Scott. It's a pleasure to be in here, sitting in the K-Fire studio here today and guest hosting What's On Your Mind. Going to talk right now about the extension service and the value to the counties out there. At NDFB, we have policy that we support research and extension, obviously, as it ties into agriculture. Pretty important piece to our members out there. And they reaffirmed that at our last convention with some policy supporting the research and extension. But there is some budget cuts that have come along, and we're going to discuss those right now. We're going to get the viewpoint of the director of extension, Chris Boerboom, and Mike Belts, who was the chairman of the committee, the review committee on SBIR, that looked at these things and come up with some recommendations and are trying to come up with a proposal to save some money in the budget. And good morning, Chris and Mike. Are you with us?
Good morning, Daryl. Right here.
Good morning.
All right. I'm glad you guys were able to come on. Thanks for agreeing to come on and talk about this. As you guys are well aware, it's a pretty impassioned discussion when you start talking about increasing some costs that may actually lead to some reduction in some force out there if counties can't afford it. And so that if, you know, people are pretty impassioned. I think you've had, Chris, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you've had meetings in three counties of the, was it five or six that were being discussed of a different proposal?
Yeah, thanks, Darrell. Yes, we had community forums in Steele County, in Sheridan County, and last week out in Oliver County. And so there are six counties that have lower populations that are involved in a proposal that we're looking at for kind of readjusting how we partner and cost share to support the extension agents in the counties.
Okay. And so the right now the way that's done is I believe it was in 1998 there was an agreement, memorandum of understanding of how agents would be funded, the percentage that would be funded by the county, the percentage picked up by the state. The salary was going to be a 50-50 split with the state picking up the benefit package and then the county being responsible for printing, travel, you know, any of those extra things if they needed an office secretary, things like that. Is that correct, Chris? Is that what the current one currently says?
Right. And we refer to that as the base policy. So that's the agreement that we have with the North Dakota Association of Counties and the North Dakota County Commissioners Association. So you're right on. We split the salary 50-50 to support the extension agents in the counties. And then it's real significant that the counties pick up all the operating support to support that local county office. And that's pretty substantial sometimes with the support staff. And then extension picks up all the fringe benefits. And that's one of the things that's kind of changed over time is the fringe benefit cost for our agents has actually been increasing faster than what the salary has been increasing.
Yeah, and in healthcare, I mean, everyone's well aware of the healthcare costs as they've dramatically went up here, especially the last 3 or 4 years. But you're right. You know, actual wage earned has not seen an increase at the rapid rate that the benefits have seen an increase. So going into you know, the proposal for the new baseline, the new base agreement, that's you've cut that into two different divisions. County populations less than 2,000 and county populations more than 2,000. Can you explain what you did there?
Yep. So what we're looking at, and just to be clear with everyone right now, this is a proposal. There's nothing finalized with it yet, and that's why we appreciate these county meetings that we've had where people have been able to come in and really share a lot of their opinions and about the value of extension at the local level. So what we're proposing, and this is in response to the budget reduction that we've had, because we've got to make the dollars work across the state, and also with the review that SBAER, the State Board of Ag Research and Education, is conducting on extension for our efficiency and our effectiveness. We're proposing for the larger counties to slightly modify our cost share agreement. And so instead of being 50-50 to support the salary of the agent with extension picking up all the fringe benefits, we look at the entire compensation package for the extension agent. And for the bulk of the counties across the state, extension would provide 60% of the total compensation, and then the proposal is to ask the counties to provide 40% of that extension agent support. Now, with the smaller counties, lower population counties, during the review process, there were questions that were coming up in regard to, you know, finances and the resources that we had available for those smaller counties, you know, if there would be options for those smaller counties potentially to merge with a neighboring county or to share services with a neighboring county. Now, if that type of scenario didn't work out, you know, would there be other options if that county wanted to support their extension agent solely, you know, completely on their own without a merger type situation? And so we put a kind of a second option in there that counties would be able to do that, but that they'd have to pay a higher percentage of the cost of that agent. And so what was proposed was for those counties, if they wanted to retain their agent solely without a merger type situation, that they would pay 60% of the total compensation, and extension would still provide 40% of that support.
Okay. Mike, I guess from an SBAR point of view, you are a past chairman of the whole SBAR board. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, that's correct.
And you were the chairman of this review committee that is, you know, looking at some prioritizing and improvements, not just prioritizing, but improvements of services and communication and all the above. What from an SBAR's point of view, from that review committee's point of view, what is this a satisfactory option? I mean, is it the most equitable way to do it? Is there a better way to do it out there that you guys have been hearing through some of these meetings?
It is an option. As Chris has mentioned, there's not been a final determination on what we're going to do. January 12th, we're going to have another meeting. We'll have more discussions and some decisions we made at that time. From what we're hearing, you know, obviously when you propose change, it's not always accepted universally. So there has been pushback, and that's understandable. You know, the point being made, is it equitable to have the smaller counties pay a higher percentage? And that is still up for debate.
Right. And because what I'm hearing, and my phone has been lit up, obviously, the last few weeks, because people are looking for support and they're looking for input. And a lot of what, you know, a lot of what I tell people is there's, you know, we have to learn that we've got to adapt. Sometimes there may need to be some consolidation, but maybe it needs to be done in a little bit different method is what I'm hearing from a lot of folks than what this has done. You know, one of the recommendations throughout your guys' reviews and that you did was more input. And I think a lot of these folks are going, yeah, that's nice to say, but you guys haven't done it. You know, and that's what I'm hearing is that this is kind of, you know, the horse got let out of the barn before everyone discussed what track it should be on. And so I wonder if that's not, you know, a lot of the pushback that you're hearing. And of course, it's a very, you know, emotional and passionate thing to, you know, affect their counties. We're going to have someone from the City of Center, which is in Oliver County, on with us after 10:15, and they're going to share with what the value is to that community and to that county having that extension agent there from a viewpoint of within the folks within the city. So is there, you know, one of the things that I've heard is why does it seem, you know, with the extension's been really pushing, especially the last 5, 10, 15 years, is, you know, we got to really make sure that we're not discriminated against the underprivileged or the disadvantaged or that. And it seems that we're pitting big against large out here on these counties. So think about that one. We've got to go to a break here. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen, and it's What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the show, and call in if you have questions.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The Little Plumber. Folks in Bismarck Mandan have relied on H.A. Thompson & Sons, The Little Plumber, since 1908. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Now, H.A. Thompson & Sons is doing work all throughout the region and saving building owners, business owners money with a Link service contract, offering cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. Find out more at hatandsons.com or call them at 223-3393. H.A. Thompson & Sons, tell them Scott sent you.
Well, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennon. Glad to be here and on our guest during this half hour. Extension Director Chris Borboom and Mike Belts is on here with us. He's from the SBIR committee. And so I left you with some thought there before we went into break, guys. Do you have any response that you want to give on that to let our listeners know? And then also address the, that issue a little more directly of the input and the need for more conversation and more direct input from whether it's committees that are set up out in counties or whatever from the users of the program, the owners of the program out there, the North Dakota citizens.
Thanks, Errol. So certainly you can always do better, but as we were doing the review, we were getting input. We actually had a survey out to Extension users. Would have been over a year ago at this time. So the review committee took all that information in. They were making other contacts with other stakeholders and users of Extension during those discussions. I really shouldn't be speaking on behalf of that committee because I wasn't a formal member of the committee, but they were taking a lot of that input at that time. And so along with the financial part, the funding part of Extension, so that kind of leads to all those questions of who's being served, how the programs are being delivered, the funding that's there, the input, part of the input process. Many of our counties have county advisory councils to provide direction to them. That was actually identified as something that we really need to beef up. And so we're really putting a push on that. All of our counties are going to have formal advisory councils. And so we're improving that. But for the input, we kind of had to, I guess looking at it, I'd say the committee had to work through the process, then there are recommendations made, and then Extension starting to act or seek input on those recommendations. And that's kind of where we're at now. And with the SBIR review process, so at the end of November and in December a couple weeks ago, there were listening sessions, and that really provided an opportunity for counties to come in and express how they value their local extension program, their local extension agents. And there's one more coming up here in January, January 12th. And so SBIR is going to be taking that information back, and as Mike explained, they'll be discussing it further. And it's a proposal at this time, and nothing's been enacted. And I'd expect, there's going to be some good discussion on it.
Okay, where is that meeting at on January 12th? That's because, they're public meetings, obviously. So where do people go to sit in on the meeting and give their input?
So if you wanted to Google SBIR, it would take you to a website that gives you where the location of the next meeting is. It would be January 12th at the Mandan ARS Lab.
Okay.
Starting at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so let's get into some nuts and bolts here. I had a texter text in, and it's been on my mind here also to ask the actual dollars. And then I got another question for you. But what's the dollars saved by segmenting out these six smaller population counties? What's the total dollar saving by increasing the amount they pay? What are you looking at here?
So we'd be looking at about $100,000.
Okay, so $100,000, and which brings the concern of people that is this being done equitably? Is it a significant amount of money to start basically what people are saying, fragmentation of counties? Just because you're a smaller population, you're pitting us against the bigger populations. Why aren't we making adjustments to, why aren't we ensuring that every county has at least one agent, and then if you choose as a county or see a need that you need more than one agent, that there's more adjustment made on the multiple agents. Them are things that I'm hearing here. But so when we're looking at budget things, all things are on the table. Is that a correct statement? All things were on the table of consideration?
Correct. This was a thorough external review of Extension by people involved in all aspects of Extension. The other thing to remember is every segment of extension took a cut because of the budget considerations from the legislature. It was in excess of $4 million across the system. The counties didn't take all of it. It's spread out throughout the system. So that's another key component. The other way of looking at this, we're not trying to pit big against small. The idea is we're going to deliver extension to every county. It's just that there may not be an extension agent in every county. They will have access to extension in every county. The other twist on looking at this is it's similar to the school consolidations we went through in the rural communities. Because of the number of people involved, the only way to make it work is to pool your resources.
We're up against the hard break here, guys. Can you guys hold over?
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments is about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust, live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.